He's learning Shalim. For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in middle of Siman Reish Tes. We are smack in the middle of Sif Beis. We are up to the Ramah. We're talking about, just to remind ourselves, we're talking about over here different situations where we made a bracha, and possibly we did not have 100% the right kavana in mind, whether it was the wrong kavana in the beginning, wrong words at the end, so on and so forth. We're discussing different scenarios. So now the Ramah says a very interesting scenario, and an interesting halacha that comes out of it. Says the Ramah, now, you're making Kiddush Shabbos, let's use that as an example, and so you're making a Bar Priya Gafen, and not only are you making a Bar Priya Gafen for yourself, you're also making the bracha. I mean, we're not talking about nothing to do with Kiddush, we're talking about the Birkas Anahenen. You're also making that bracha, and there's other people with a cup of wine in front of them, and they are also being yotze from your bracha. They're also having in mind wine. I'm sorry, he's the person making the bracha is thinking about wine. He thought that his cup is wine. So you're making a Bar Priya Gafen. There's five other people there by the table. They too are listening, and they actually have wine in front of them, except your cup was soda, not wine. Okay, so you thought you're making a bracha on wine. You made the bracha on wine, except your cup was soda and everybody else had wine. Okay, now you drink the cup of soda, at which point you realize that it wasn't wine. And subsequent to that, you are going to want to drink wine. Ain't sarach lachs levarach. You don't have to make another bracha. So I made bar priya gafen and a cup of soda. I don't have to make another bracha. Why? The yaitza bracha sheberach al kai. So your yaitza with the shahak, the bar priya gafen that you made on your cup of wine, on your cup of soda, I'm sorry, that you're subsequently going to drink wine, yaitza. Afo pi shahaysa betas, even though you made a mistake. Why? So the remark gives us two reasons. The abedaita your intention was not only to drink your hand, wine, the intention was also to drink additional wine. The gam hoitzi achem shesheisen sham. You were also the mitzi other people who did drink wine. So it was two reasons. Mishabru is going to expand on those two reasons. Lachem brachase bracha, and therefore his bracha is a bracha. So again, very interesting case. I made a bar priya gafen on a cup of soda that I thought was wine, and I was also being mitzi other people who were drinking wine, and they actually drank wine. I do not have to make another bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Uberich Bar Priya Gafen, the Kavanasi Yitzel Gam Kain, Lohitzi Gam Achem Ruch Chasi. When you made this Bar Priya Gafen, you were also being Maitzi other people with this bracha. The Hadai Tehaya, Amma Shnei Tamil Lifta. The Ramah gave us two reasons why you don't have to make another Bar Priya Gafen. Echad, the first reason, Kevin Shadai Te Lishte Shar Yain, since your intention anyway was to drink more wine besides this one cup that you had in your hand. Even if that wine that you intended to drink was not in front of you, then you bought it afterwards. He says, even then, in that case, that additional cup that he's telling you that you wanted to drink was not on the table, but your intention was that you were going to go get another bottle from the refrigerator. The bracha that you made, the bar priya gafen, was chal on your cup, which you thought was wine, but also on the wine that you were going to drink that's in the refrigerator. The after kaizahayamayim, even though this particular cup was water, the hiska lishtaisai, after you made a bar of people started drinking it, I feel a hachila mikra hafsik, that's not a hafsik. Kimishlai hafsik, but the Dibravintayim says that you didn't stop. So I drank the water. I realize it's water. I'm like, oh my gosh, I go to the refrigerator, I get the other bottle of wine, I start drinking water. Although the Ramah told us that part of the reason is because you intended to drink more wine, he says that doesn't even need to be that I specifically had in mind I'm going to go get that bottle from my refrigerator. But rack bastama, I just had intention blank, right? I may drink more, I may not drink more. Kevin, now comes the second reason. since he had in mind that he was the other people at the table, that they should be able to drink their wine in front of them. His bracha was not a bracha levatala. Therefore, he too can drink more wine. Now, the Mishmaru is going to tell us that actually the Ramah, to a certain degree, is being machmer according to his own shita, but according to other shitas, even without all these reasons, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. And he explains. That he held over there stam, that if I had in mind when a bracha, but I didn't specifically have in mind for more, right, I have to make another bracha on the more if I decide later on. Now, because of the daita, he said specifically, I had in mind more wine. According to, we explained over there, the yesh kama pesach serving the fill of stomach, even if you had blank intention, I didn't have not intention for more, not intention not for more. Kol shay lufanavel shulcha mishas bracha, anything that was on the table, memele chal bracha kulon, the bracha is chal and everything. There we said the case that if the cup he was making the bracha and spilled out, you would have to make another bracha. And he drinks other wine that was in front of him, you don't have to make another bracha. So the Mishmaru is telling us as follows, just to sum it up, that according to what we said over there, that in general, if I made this bracha, the stomach, I didn't have in mind that I'm only drinking this cup, because then there would be a problem. But I had a bracha and stomach, that means my bracha is chal not only in the cup in my hand, but everything on the table, right? And therefore, when I made the Bar Pir Gafen, I didn't have in mind just this happened to be soda in my hand, but also any other wine that I was going to drink. I would not have to make another bracha. I remember, since the Bar Pir Gafen with Pata any Shahakal, I don't have to make a bracha on another Shahakal either if I'm going to drink. We view this for a combination of the two reasons. Number one, because your bracha was chal and the other wine you were going to drink. Number two, because you made the bracha for other people, so it wasn't a bracha of a Tala B'chlal, because they had a Bar Pir Gafen. My Bar Pir Gafen is considered totally in place, and therefore you don't have to make another bracha. Interesting case. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, kol brachas, all brachas, im nistapik, im berichim lav, if you have a suffix, if you made the bracha or not, ain the mevarach, in order to make a bracha, loy betchila, loy besoif. You do not, right, suffix, we have this many times, suffix, brachas, lahaka, we do not have to make another bracha. Chutz mi berichas amazon, except when it comes to berichas amazon, nei shehi shal tayru. Because birchas hamazon is a daraisa. So when it comes to daraisa, you say safik brachas l'chumra. When it comes to drabanan, safik brachas l'kula. So I'm in the middle of eating my sandwich. I don't remember if I made a hamaitzi or not. I'm in the middle of eating my apple. I don't remember if I made a eitz or not. The Chabad tells us you do not have to make another bracha. We're going to have to discuss, can I really l'chatchila continue to eat or not, right? Because now I'm not sure if I made a bracha. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Kol brachas mishum shemi divrei seifrim, divrei seifrim, safik derabanan lekula. It's safik derabanan lekula. I don't know some of the science of test Mishnah Berurah. Now, what we said over there, which should be in the Mishnah Berurah, is that you can't say, oh, I'm being machmer, right? Oh, I'm not sure if I made an eitz or not, but I want to be machmer. I'm going to make another eitz. No, safik brachas lechumra. Lekula, I'm sorry, means you can't make another bracha why are we so machmar on this? No, don't make another bracha. Well, you didn't make, so make another. Thank Hashem again. You remember we said that brachas levatala is equated, is learned out, the analogy to make a bracha levatala from lesisa Hashem Hashem l'shav. You can't say Hashem's name in vain. When it comes, the Gemara talks about it extensively, that shvua shav, using Hashem's name in vain, is a sin that's very hard to be forgiven for, and the Gemara discusses the terrible things that happens to people. So since this is equated with that iser, the Chachamim said, if you're not sure if you made a bracha, right, then you have a, what's it called, then it's like being over that averich has Hashem l'sis Hashem Hashem l'shav, and therefore we are so machmer on it. Chutz v'birch samazon. Now he said birch samazon you do have to bench over. Now it's not so pashut in all cases that you do have to bench over if you're not sure if you bench or not. He says v'hu she'achak kadei sviya. That's assuming, remember, benching is only deraisa if you ate kadei sviya, which was 3 or 4 eggs. But if you ate kezayis or kebeya, right? Then the benching was the rabbanon. Doesn't mechumim in the Torah. I love simkuf pedal sivdal mishabur vehine. Just saw some kind of Rambam smag. He seems to have passed like the Rambam should say from the Bracha and Shalosh Mavarcha Shuv Samin Hid Rabbanon that the Alamichyo or the Ala Eitz is a Rabbanon. Alamish and Yesh Harbu Shain should say Shimi the Raisa. The many who hold that the Bracha and Shalosh is the Raisa. Al Ken Kasher Karim the Mishachel Kedei Svia. If I ate Kedei Svia of Mi Peres meaning Shiva Saminim, Oy Tavshel Shal Shiva Saminim, then Istapik Loi in Berech Achrav, and I'm not sure if I made the Ala Eitz. I got a problem because now I have some sheet as a whole that's a deraisa, meaning if I'm a supik, I should be making my ala eitz. There are some people hold that it's the rabbana, meaning if I'm a supik, I should not make. So now I'm in a jam. Yoicholoid moisa, meaning you got to do your best to try to eat again. Sheer kazayas, a kazayas, vivarachachem, you should make a bracha. But yoitze, they say, I'm a suffix shleish. So now it's either way. Either you have to do it with the rabbana because you had a kazayas, you have to make an ala eitz, or you didn't make one previously and you're doing your ala eitz, me deraisa. According to the Shita, that's a Midaraisa, or and according to the Shita, that is the Rabbanon, you didn't do anything wrong because you ate another Kazayas. I am prima gonchim at Sabbath, and ain't like the other meat. What happens if you don't have any more of that meat? Yikach me me'achet shejibis minik, don't shocha priates. Yikach me ne mezainis, v'yichach habracha, make a mezainis, make an alamichi, and in the alamichi, you can say alamichi of alaites. Shal Torah, v'ayim isim memzei, v'shabur, siv cut an alam, v'ashk samni, l'inyim b'yichas ha-Torah in the stopic, separate discussion over there, if you're not sure if you said b'yichas ha-Torah or not. Now, I just want to digress for 1 second. We seems to say over here from the Mechaber that the Alachi said, if I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not, I do not make another bracha. So I'm in the middle of eating my apple, and I don't know if I made another bracha or not. So many of the Achrayim learn that that means that Lamaisa, yes, you don't have to make another bracha, but Lamaisa, you're eating food now and you're mesupik if you made a bracha or not. And they so therefore, Be'etzem, you don't have to, but Lachatchila, you shouldn't continue to eat. And the Masha holds like that, and there's others who hold that way as well, that Lachatchila, you should not go ahead and eat. There's others who say that no, that the Chachamim were mesakin to make a bracha. Over here, there was a mesakin, the Suffolk brachas is, and this is Reb Shlomo Zalman says, the Suffolk brachas is lohakel, and there is no chiv of bracha. So since you mesupik, if you make bracha, you don't have a chiv over here to make a bracha, and therefore you can continue to eat without a bracha, because it's not considered being over on the Rabbanim is Suffolk. It's because, no, since you're mesupik, the Rabbanim said, you don't have a chiv of bracha. And since you don't have a chiv of bracha, it's okay to eat. They come out that are lach kaponim. If you want to be machman yourself and not eat anymore, or be mishanamakim, or change places in order, or eat something that you weren't expecting to eat, so you'd have to make that same bracha again in order not to enter yourself into suffolk, is matayv manoim. But if you do, you're hungry and you need to eat it, and you want to eat it, they say echol apachas, you should be mahara in the bracha. According to the Rambam, being mahara in the bracha, yaitz of the bracha, it's definitely not considered a bracha vatala, because according to many others, it's not considered making a bracha, and you're not saying Hashem's name. Lashav, and the Isser of saying L'sisa Hashem Hashem Lashav means you have to say it out with your mouth. So L'chol HaPachas, you should have the Mahara, the Bracha, and then continue to eat, and therefore it's and you'd be allowed to eat. It's just but there are others who say that if you're able to, don't eat, or put yourself in a position that you'll have somehow or another that you'll have to make another bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetz Hashem, tomorrow we will start with Simen Reish Yud.